Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
The situation at Japan's damaged nuclear plant is now serious but stable, says the UN nuclear agency. The admiral overseeing the Pentagon's assistance to disaster-ravaged Japan says he's cautiously optimistic.
Every day we get new reassurances from experts in Japan and here at home, and yet lingering questions remain.
Should we be concerned here out in Denver, Colorado about the radiation?
Wouldn't it be possible to drop block ice, not blowing the wind the way the water does?
If it's all blowing out to sea, how will that affect sea life?
How come they don't actually give an actual number of what the radiation being emitted is?
Our listeners have questions. We know the people that know the answers. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Friday, March 18th. Reassurances coming from experts in Japan, and meanwhile, concerns continue to rise.
And what about the rebellion in Libya? That's our top story in the news. France saying it's now readying airstrikes in Libya after last night's United Nations Security Council vote authorized military action, including a no-fly zone, against Muammar Gaddafi's forces, which are poised to retake Benghazi, reportedly 100 miles from the city, which is the seat of the rebellion. Sadoun al-Misrati joins us from Misrata. He's an opposition leader in Libya. First of all, Sadoun, what is your reaction to the UN vote last night?
Well, the UN Security Council resolution that was passed last night was faced with jubilation and joy by the people on the ground here in Misrata and across Libyan cities. And we thought the resolution, despite coming late, it came in full fulfillment of the actual needs on the ground to protect civilians, including by the means necessary.
Do you think, Sadoun al-Misrati, that the civilians in Benghazi can be protected by this UN Security Council resolution? Are you in touch with people in Benghazi?
Yes, we are. But the concern now is taking place in Misrata, as it is now the city under bombardment since 7 o'clock a.m. this morning, Libya time. And if the Security Council resolution is to be implemented, it's now 12 hours since the resolution has been passed and the vote was carried out, and where the people of Misrata are just waiting in anticipation and despair for the actions to take place, especially that the city is under heavy bombardment right now, using tanks and heavy weaponry, artillery, against civilians within the city. I just have reports in front of me confirming that one militia group of the pro-Gaddafi criminals have entered the city from its eastern border. And if the delay continues in taking the necessary action on the ground by the international community, I think we will see a massacre and an atrocity taking place in the city of Misrata in a few hours' time.
All right, so live from Misrata, where there's no sign of a no-fly zone as Gaddafi forces bombard the civilians in Misrata. That's Sadoun al-Misrati, a Libyan rebel leader. Thanks so much.
An update on the nuclear crisis in Japan. Radioactive steam is now rising from reactor 2 at the crippled Fukushima plant. U.S. nuclear experts say it appears the spent fuel pool in reactor 4 has a breach in the wall or the floor that makes it easier for radioactive material to escape there. Japan now says it will accept U.S. assistance. In markets, Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up, and so are futures. The Dow will start at 11,774. The S&P opens at 1,273. The NASDAQ at 2,636. Well, all morning long, we will continue to bring you the latest, not just from Japan, but from Libya as well. And we have some really great reports coming from our partner, the BBC, out of Japan. In the meantime, we're looking for your questions. Tell us what you want to know. What is still unanswered for you about what's going on there? Send them our way. We'll try and answer them for you. 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can check out more at thetakeaway.org.
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.